And welcome back. Time now for our Q&A segment with Qadre Ismael. And Q, really the first time all year we got a real good look at Tyrod Taylor, played quarterback, and he was impressive.
Yeah, it's a regular season game, no longer a preseason game. If you want to say live bullets, well, yeah, they were flying around the football field, both teams, and Tyrod showed a lot of poise.
No question about it. We heard you talk a lot as the game went on about the read option and how Tyrod ran it so well. Take us through some plays.
Yeah, first of all, you're talking about a guy who's used to running the read option, and basically it's having him in the pistol formation. As far as a shotgun, it's a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage. All the read option is him looking at the defensive end. In this particular case, is Robert Gaithers. He can either put it in the belly of the running back or take it out based upon his leverage. In this particular case, Bernard Pierce has it in his belly. Tyrod Taylor felt that he didn't have the leverage on Robert. He's going to give it to Bernard Pierce. But look at the blocking. The awesome job by Javi, Bobby Williams, heck, even downfield blocking of Ed Dixon. That's a tremendous run on second and three.
Yeah, we had Deontay Thompson throw a good block, and Bernard Pierce ran hard all day, so he really gave Tyrod a great option. A little bit later, another read option play, but a pass this time, huh?
Well, when you're talking about, you know, this read option, if you do have a running back that's running so well, look at the flow of the defense. You got this zone blocking scheme, but it is a strong flow by the defense. Now, this is great play calling and design. It's a waggle. Now, because of the fact that the defense was fooled, it opens things up for Tyrod to get outside the pocket and throw the little waggle route out to Ed Dixon.
Yeah, and Dixon gets a 12-yard gain for a first down. Interesting, too, he blocked. He started that play blocking and then released.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about the delay. You're trying to fool and put a little deception into your route by going ahead, thinking that it's a running play, everyone sells run, and then you just slip on out of the backfield. And again, Tyrod Taylor extending the play just that little bit to get the ball out to Ed Dixon.
All right, let's move on to the fourth quarter right now. Ravens driving for a touchdown. Big play here from Tyrod.
Yeah, this is a big play. Sometimes things in a traditional set, you're under center, you're going to do a little play action, same waggle principles, but sometimes, the defense, they have you figured out. In this particular case, the angle of the Bengals defender actually had Tyrod sealed, but this is the athleticism Tyrod gets outside of the contain. And because he wasn't able to get it out to David Reed, he just said, what the heck, I'll tuck it, I'll run with it. And we see the tremendous running ability and elusiveness of Tyrod.
A little bit later, though, he did connect with David Reed. They were in sync off that read option, right?
It is because of that particular scramble that you saw later in the game. Now the defense has to respect his ability to run the football. And now David Reed is a recipient of a 23-yard gain.
Now, this isn't something that the coaches just invented, Sunday morning. A lot of preparation went into this from a coaching standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what Jim Caldwell and the rest of the offensive staff really understands. How do we put him in the best position to win so we can succeed as a team?
Yeah, Tyrod, 65 yards rushing, 149 passing. And I think everyone, even though he did throw the interception, I think everybody gives him a passing grade in his first real extensive action as a quarterback. And when we come back, the Colts are coming back to Baltimore. Stick around. We'll talk about it. We'll be right back.